Hello everyone and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I'm back. Did you miss me? Because I missed you. I was off last week because I was dying ill in bed of tonsillitis. So I don't love that for me. But we're recovered now, we're back. I need to pick an upload day because I sort of go between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But when do you guys prefer? When's a good upload day? What day do you have that's like the best day for you to listen to my podcast? Today we are going to discuss celebrities and the celebrity culture and if we'll ever have real celebrities again. As I feel like the era of your Beyoncé's is over. So we're going to dive into that. And as always, stories of the week. So also, I'm going to try and not sniffle, but I just can't help it. I'm still a bit ill. Also, we're in my bed, cozy vibes because it's freezing. And if you're wondering why the bedding never changes, I promise it's not dirty and gross. It's just I don't like sleeping here. I don't live at my parents anymore. So this bedding is literally just, like, no one sleeps in it, so it's clean. The most it gets used is when I sit on top of it to film my podcast. Let's get started. Story of the week this week actually just happened to me because we have new neighbours. My boyfriend and I have new neighbours, and there are three parking spaces outside these two houses. But we've both houses have two cars, which is four cars, so one car, you know, doesn't have anywhere to park. So I was the car, it's the last one. I got, you know, it's just first come, first serve. And yeah, I've parked like next to this guy's drive, but like there's a wall in between. He can get out, like he can easily drive out. I'm like on this other guy's like bit of land, but he said it's fine that I can park there as long as he has room to get out, which he had loads of room to get out, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting in my car to come here. And he, like, this old man, like, waits for me. And he's like, excuse me, you can't park there? And I was like, why not? He's like, well, it's not a space. And I was like, also, he had a car not parked in a space. He just shoved it, like, on the edge. I was like, that's not a space either. And the guy who, like, lives here said, I can park here as long as he has room to get out. And he's like, well, I can't get out. I can't get in and out. It's making it difficult for me to get in and out. And I was like, why? Like, he has so much room. And he was like, well, it just makes it difficult. And I was like, but why though? Like, I don't understand. I was like, fair enough if I'm making your life difficult. Like, I literally can't see a solution here. And I was like, oh, that's fine. But like, where else do you think I should park? And he just was looking at me like. Anyway, we had a very dead end conversation. He just kept saying that I can't park there. It's not a space. And then he was like, oh, I was like, yeah, but the guy here said it's fine as long as I let, like, leave him room out. He was like, well, does he own this bit of land? And I was like, I don't know, do you? And he was like, no. And I was like, exactly. I was like, you have room to get out. Like, I can't stress to you enough how much room he had to get out. I don't want to be a biatch. Like, I don't want to be an unreasonable person. I'm more than happy. I can understand it might be annoying, but also I'm asking you for a solution. Like, and I said to him, would it help if I moved over? Like, do you know where else I could park? Like, you know, come at me, let's do problem solution, let's not just do problem male version of a Karen. But no, he couldn't seem to come up with one. He just kept telling me that I can't park there. And then after me saying, like, trying to come up with solutions, he just went, oh, I've had enough. And then he goes, like, under his breath as he walks off, selfish. And I said, I will not let anyone talk to me like that. I said, sorry. He said, yeah, you're selfish. I said, how am I being selfish? I've spoke to the guy that lives here whose drive it is, and he said, it's fine for me to park here as long as he has room to get out. I've now spoken to you, and I've said, would it help if I've moved over, and asked you for solutions, to which you haven't helped me, and you've just been rude, and you're calling me selfish. I said, don't call me selfish, it's unnecessary. And then he just stormed off and went back in his little house. But, like, awkward, we don't want neighbour beef. ever. But I think I was being really reasonable and I wasn't being rude. And I made sure, because he was like an old man, and I feel like he just judged me immediately because of a young little girl. Because also my boyfriend's parked there before and he's looked my boyfriend in the eye and not said anything to him. So like, I feel like he just thought he could bully me, which he couldn't. And I used all my best grammar and I spoke really well and I like used big words and made myself seem like, you know, a reasonable, well-educated, respectable young woman. But like, annoying that I even had to do that. But here we are. There we go. So that was my update. That was my story of the week, which literally happened to me this morning. I don't really have many more stories of the week because I was ill. I did go to the doctors and I had a student doctor, which was interesting. I had to like have an appointment with him, and then a real doctor came in afterwards and like gave, you know, actually did it and like see if they aligned. So that was interesting, because also I was in the doctors for so long because I had to like, they were like half an hour behind then because he was like training. He asked me every question under the sun, like full medical history of my family for tonsillitis. Oh, and then we had to wait for that real doctor to be free, and we had to like do this awkward small talk for like 15 minutes. But he went to the University of Cambridge, which was, I was like, wow, impressive. And he wants to be a surgeon, so after he finishes this uni degree, which is in his sixth year now, his final year, he has to go and do another 7 years of training to be a surgeon. I just thought, wow, you know, that's strength, you know, like you've got some stamina in there, because that's a lot of learning. But good on him, you know. And he said, apparently, that being a doctor is, like, really competitive at the moment. So, like, you actually have a lower chance than ever, like, before of actually getting a job. And, like, I think I just assumed that if you learn to be a doctor, like, it's like a guaranteed job. But no, apparently not. And you have no choice. We do have a little bit of choice about where you go. Like, you can put your preferences. But basically, it's so competitive, it doesn't really matter. So that was interesting. Tea of the week this week is cranberry raspberry with honey in it, but it's gone a bit cold because I made it this morning and it took me ages to set this podcast up. Yes, and then job updates. I've been going to work with my dad. I did one day of work with my dad. But I loved it. I love going to work with my dad so much, and like, it so proves to me that I need to have a career where I'm doing things all day. I loved it. Like, the time went so fast. And I like being busy. I like multitasking. I like having lots of things to do and like rushing around everywhere. I actually enjoy that. And I think the day goes so fast. And like, yeah, you're tired after it, but I'd rather that than just being bored. But yeah, I had a good time with my dad. So that's what I've been doing for a bit of money. I say been doing. I did once, but that's what I did for it to earn a bit of money. And then what else? My employment updates. Oh, yeah. I've applied to some internships at Warner Brothers, and I really want them. I think I'd be really good for them. I think that they'd be really good for me. Okay, so we've had to sack the headphones off because for some reason they've stopped connecting to the microphone. So I don't know what this sounds like. So this is going to be interesting. Also, my whole stand just fell down. Chaos, absolute chaos. First video back is not off to a great start, but we're just going to power through. Hopefully this sounds okay. Hopefully I've pressed record. But yeah, let's just keep going. So where was I? This Warner Brothers internship. Yeah, I just think it's so good for me. It's 6 months. The pay is like quite good. And I would love to do it. Like, it's the first application I've filled out thinking like, oh my god, like I would love to do this, I really want to do this. The other ones have been like, you know, but it's something I actually feel really passionate about. So hopefully, guys, pray for me, I get it. I feel like a bit embarrassed at the moment with the whole job application thing, because it's like people are like, have you got a job yet? No, I don't. I'll tell you when I get a job. Or like, have you heard anything back? No, I would have told you. Please leave me alone. But I know I'll get there. It's only been like 3 months. Sometimes it just takes a long time. And I'll hopefully get a job I love. So, pray for me, everyone. Being serious, please, pray for me. And yeah, that's my employment update. So let's get on to the topic of the week, which is celebrity culture, influencers, and yeah. I basically, this idea like sparked because I was watching I'm a Celebrity, which I loved, by the way. I think it was such a good season. There was like no major beef, which you'd think would be boring, but was so nice. Like, you actually got to hear genuine conversations between people and listening to all their deep chats. I love a deep chat. And it was so nice to see, which completely contradicts my dissertation that basically, where I basically found that audiences like to see people in distress and therefore producers create distressing situations. However, with I'm a Celebrity, I feel like you don't need the drama of like the social drama because they're environmental drama, but like their environment is so stressful that that's what people, that causes that, that's the entertainment bit. It's quite sick how audiences want to see people in distress. But yeah, I really need to do a podcast episode on my dissertation because it was so interesting and I could talk about it all day. But yeah, so I was watching I'm a Celebrity and obviously GK Barry went into the jungle and loads of people were like, oh, she's not a celebrity, who even is she, blah blah blah. But I was thinking, people, I was speaking to my sisters and they were saying that like influencers aren't celebrities, and I kind of disagree. I do think that influencers are celebrities now, because I don't think it's possible to have the same celebrity status that some celebrities once had, like Beyonce, and I should keep using Beyonce because I feel like she's like ultimate celebrity. But like, due to social media and helping to drive celebrities' audiences, social media is such a big thing, and they open that door into their personal life to post social media stories about your makeup routine, what I eat in a day, how I take off my makeup, all these things. You take down that barrier into your personal life and it sort of takes away the like mystique, like mysterious celebrity, like untouchable sort of aura that celebrities once had. Like, that doesn't really exist anymore. I feel like even with like, say, Ariana Grande or whoever the next big singer is, they've got that like link into their personal life that people can have a window into their personal life. And I think that is what celebrities of the last generation of celebrities, really, that's what they still had. Like the Spice Girls, that they weren't sharing what they ate. Maybe they were, I don't know, but I feel like that mysteriousness really creates this like unattainable wow celebrity image that just doesn't exist anymore. But also, I don't think this is a bad thing, because I feel like celebrities or like influencers of today that seem more relatable and genuine and like touchable in the sense that they don't seem so far removed from everyone else, it creates like this nice, it's nice, it's like a sign of hope for some people. Like, if they want to do that, it doesn't seem like, oh, it's impossible, or I could never do that, because it seems within reach, which is also, I suppose, is why so many people try to be influencers and whatnot. And there's different levels of an influencer all the way up to celebrity. I feel like Molly May is sort of tipping over into celebrity now. And I just, like with GK Barry, like, you're on Loose Women and you've like taken it away from social media onto like television. But even that, like, why do you need to take it to television? Because social media has so many viewers. And every year in I'm a Celebrity, there's people in there that I've never heard of and people have never heard of. But because of their job role, you said they're a radio DJ, or because they've not been given this term influencer, people will be like, oh, it's fine, they're still a celebrity, like other people will know them. But I feel like when influencers are marked with that label, it's immediately like looked down, like, yeah, a bit looked down on. And I feel like all celebrities are influencers, but not all influencers are celebrities. And it's just funny to see like that gap. But also, like, if we think about the term influencer, to influence, is that really what they're doing? Is that what they should be doing? Because a lot of people that are, like, become famous, they become famous because of this one thing. Maybe they're funny, or maybe they're, I don't know, let's just stick with funny. Say they're really funny, doesn't mean that they should be influencing you. They might make really stupid decisions. What we've labeled them with this term of influencer, and it's probably because they do have a lot of influence because of their popularity, but so have celebrities always. And, you know, like, back in the day, celebrities had were caught like snorting lines, and like celebrities were having their this bit of their nose like dissolve from so many drugs and blah blah blah. But I feel like if an influencer did that with their title of influencer, the public now would be like, you have so much responsibility, you can't be doing that, blah blah blah. And I just think it's an interesting label that we've given to these people. However, going back to my main point, I do believe they are like celebrity status right now because they have the kind of influence, if not more, than celebrities once had or do have now. Especially because they do seem that more relatable, that bit more relatable, and they do seem within reach. You can compare your life to theirs a bit more and think, oh, well, they do this, so this might fit my life a bit better, or they don't do this, and that might benefit my life because they don't seem too different from me, or their environment doesn't seem too different from my environment. As well with a lot of influencers is you've watched them grow. Like Emma Chamberlain, for example, I've watched her videos nearly since she started posting videos. I've watched her grow up and almost feel like I've grown up with her. And so she doesn't seem like this massive, huge, untouchable celebrity because you've been there through every step of the way. Whereas like with some celebrities, let's just use Beyonce again, you've never had that window at every step of the way to like feel like you understand them. And then it's like this whole thing of parasocial relationships where it's like, you feel like you know someone and you have a relationship with them, like audience to influencer or audience to a celebrity. Let's just use the term interchangeably today. But you really don't, and you've created this like weird bond with this person that doesn't know you exist, which is also really strange. And parasocial relationships can be negative and positive. Like they can be negative in ways that they can go a bit too far, they can become toxic, people can feel like they know this influencer or celebrity and then break too many boundaries, like show up outside their house and become obsessive and all these things. But also parasocial relationships can offer like a sense of community and comfort to people who don't really have that, or don't really have a lot of friends, or, you know, struggle in social settings. So that's interesting. And I wonder in like the 90s how strong parasocial relationships were, because like being a fan of someone has always been a thing, but I think social media has aided this whole thing of parasocial relationships because it allows you that window into their lives. And I think that has been the downfall of celebrity, like the term celebrity or celebrity culture, because I just don't think it has the same weight that it once had. Another problem I have with people who heavily criticize like GK Barry being in the jungle is they're like, oh, she's just an influencer, like just young, she's just got lots of young fans, blah blah blah. But obviously ITV want to have celebrities from a range of demographics because it brings in more viewers. Like I only watched I'm a Celebrity this year because I wanted to see GK Barry in the jungle, and those younger generations that are starting to stop watching television, it's a great way to bring in that viewership because you're using the influencers that they are drawn to every day on their phones, on social media, and you're translating that over to television. And I think there's a big thing, like, within the media landscape of trying to connect different forms of media, so like television to social media to print to everyone's trying to link them all, and a certain brand that has high viewership or high engagement on one platform, you're not just happy with having a high television audience, you also want your socials to grow, because in turn they all help each other and they all grow together. But that's why television channels need to not write off the influencers that have most of the drive and most of the hold and most of the influence of navigation in the social media world. Like, they're the ones that can get those young viewers that have switched off from television back onto streaming, like live television and all these things. So I think it's unfair for people to heavily criticize when like ITV or whoever get influencers and into these big shows and call them celebrities, because they have that influence, that strong influence that I don't actually think these other celebrities have anymore, because social media is so important for driving to people, like for navigation. So also, like, I've watched shows through TikTok, so, which is why, again, I think it's really important for television companies to not sleep on their social media accounts, because a clip of a show, a really interesting clip of a show, can draw me and think, oh my god, I want to watch that, like, where is it, and I'll go and find it on their platform. So that's like that conversion of audiences I was talking about. Like, within the media landscape, there's so many different forms of media. We're all a broad audience with preferred platforms, and trying to get people to convert over here, over there, is difficult. And I think, why not use those people that really understand each platform, and, like, say a television personality, big television personality that loads of people love, say a slightly older generation love, and they get them over on a social platform, and you're helping that older generation want to go and use that social platform because they like that person, so they're going to go over here. And it's the same with young people. Say that you like a TikToker, you're going to follow them onto another platform like television, or read the article about them in print, because you're following the person. So the person is the influencer or the celebrity is the one that can lead audiences around different media genre, media platforms. So I think it's important that we don't write off influencers and talk about them as, like, look down on them as much as I think society does at the moment as well. It makes me laugh when they're like, oh, these aren't real celebrities in the jungle, because I was thinking, well, yeah, they are still, you know, they're famous people, they're people with audiences. But, like, Harry Styles isn't going into the jungle. He doesn't need the money. Like, he doesn't need to do that to himself to build on their audience, you know? I feel like people go into the jungle when they've reached a point in their career where they need, like, that hit of new audiences, and it gets their engagement up from a demographic that wouldn't normally see them. Whereas I feel like if you're Harry Styles, Beyonce, Ariana Grande, all these, like, big actual, like, celebrities, like, let's call a celebrity, like, from the talent industries, they don't need to be going in the jungle. So, like, let the influencers and them come and have a shot, because they're funny, they're entertaining, you know? But also, I love that they had, like, Reverend Rich in there, and they've got Oti Mabusi, and they've got people who have so many different audiences, and that's so many different demographics all watching the same show and having opinions on conversations between different generations, and everyone can talk about it. I think it's great. So yeah, I really like I'm Celebrity. I really liked it this year. I think they did a great job with the casting, and yeah, I was a really big fan of that. It's sort of, as well, the next thing I was thinking about is how we move through generations of different kinds of famous people being our celebrity. Because if you think about, like, we'll always have actors and singers. They'll always have, they'll always be big. But will we ever again have the actors and singers like Keira Knightley's, Hugh Grant, Jude Law's, I'm so bad for knowing actors' names. There's, like, you know, the big actors. Angelina Jolie. Is she known for... Yeah. Brad Pitt. Like, are we... They're, like, your big actors. They're, like... when I think of celebrity, they're, like, the original forms of celebrity. And then you've got singers and all sorts of bands and singers. Like, you know... Elvis, the Beatles, and then you've got, like, the Spice Girls or whatever. They're, like, your common forms of fame and celebrity. And before the rise of social media, they're really, like, all you had in terms of influencers and who influenced people. Those were the figures. And then... I feel like when I was in school and younger and YouTube became big, we had, like, this massive wave of YouTubers, and those ones who were, like, the first on the scene, like, the big YouTube scene and, like, the VidCon era, they're the ones... I don't think we'll ever have YouTubers like that again, like Zoella, Alfie Days, and then Tana Mojo, Jeffree Star, James Charles... Emma Chamberlain, all those ones, the Dolan twins. Like, I don't think we're going to have an era of YouTubers like that again, because the engagement on YouTube, I mean, it might pick up again, but that was, like, the start, the surge of, like, YouTube and influencing, being able to be this job where you can make loads of money and gain this, like, celebrity status from social media. And because lots of things had never been done before, they were the first ones doing it, and they were the first ones to drive this attention, and they've formed and gained these really loyal viewers and audiences that will follow them through their lives now. But I don't think that we can have that same thing again. And, like, how popular VidCon was and all these things. Like, I remember I started watching YouTube when Emma Chamberlain was, like, still living, she was still living at her parents' house. And then, oh well, her other channel, I used to watch a channel called Jack's Gap. Did anyone else watch that? Jack and Finn, like, the twins. And, like, all the YouTube drama beef, like, it's all the scandals, people getting cancelled left, right and centre. That was, like, another form of celebrity that I think we've had. And, like, a lot of them have really transferred out of the social media world. Like, Emma Chamberlain now, she works with major fashion companies. She's got her own business. And I think that's a smart thing to do, is to, like, when your job starts on social media, branch out and make sure you make that conversion, whether you make it to television, you make it into business, you start your own company, you do a podcast, something. I think it's important to, as a brand, like, as a brand yourself, to branch out, to ensure if one platform or one area fails, you've still got your fingers in other pies, and you've still got options, because it is quite an unstable career, I feel. But so interesting. But yeah, so I think, like, we had our first stage of YouTubers that I just don't think we'll ever have again. So that's, like, I think the next stage of celebrity. And then you've got your Instagrammers. But I do feel like the Instagrammers really do translate over to YouTube. But now we've got the big wave of TikTokers that's come. And I think the big wave of TikTokers, the ones that are really popular and are doing really well now and earning the big bucks, the big dollar, they're the ones that started in lockdown, when TikTok really popped off and became a thing and, like, had that big surge. And again, I don't know if we're going to have the same like lore around these TikTokers than we do around like the original ones that started in lockdown, like your GK Barry's, your Joe Bags, you've got Max Belegde. Can you tell who's on my For You page? Obviously there's loads of other big TikTokers as well. There's like, oh, your, what's her name? They're like really famous now. What's her name? Like Dixie D'Amelio or fucking, or whatever their name is. But yeah, like those people who made it big on TikTok, but like they used to be like the Musical.ly people. Oh yeah, the people who made it from Musical.ly to TikTok are big now, like. And they don't need to rely on TikTok anymore to drive their viewership because they've got their fingers in other pies. But it just makes me think, like, what's next? You know, like, we've had our traditional celebrity, we've got our actors, our singers, we've got television personality as well. Like, we've always had them, like, your Anton Dex, and you've got, like, your traditional forms of celebrity. But social media has opened up this world of the new celebrity. There keeps being, like, you know, a new platform has its big moment and its big wave, and you've got to be lucky enough to be one of the creators that makes it in that right time frame. And I'm not saying you can't make a living and be successful on those platforms now, but I think you've got it harder because things have already been done before and you're trying to find your niche in this highly oversaturated market, and anyone can have a shot of it because all you need is a phone. But it makes me think, like, what's next? Like, what's our next step? Like, from YouTube, the YouTubers, the TikTokers, like, what's going to be next? You know, what's the next platform? And it took ages between the YouTube era and the TikTok era for the YouTube era to die down and the TikTok era to have its moment. So I think we've got a long way before the TikTok era is dying out, but I want to know what's next. And this is the thing as well, everyone's attention spans are becoming so short. Like, before on YouTube, a YouTube video can be so long. I actually still really like a long YouTube video because I like it as like background noise. But I remember there was a stage of YouTube where like people were like, oh, is this video too long? Like, do you guys prefer a shorter video? But now with TikTok, 15 seconds is a long time. Scroll, like a minute is ages on TikTok. So I don't really see what the next step could be, because how are we getting content shorter than 15 seconds? But also I worry for us as society that that's what's happening to our attention spans, because it's important to be able to focus on things. So I wonder, like, the effect that all of this will have on society. And it's already like having a massive effect on brands who have really got to hook in audiences within the first 2 seconds, otherwise you're just lost in a really oversaturated market. So like marketing and branding and all these things have to keep up with the ever-changing world of celebrities and influencers and what people want to see. And yeah, I just find it a very interesting topic. So to summarize, I don't think we'll ever have the traditional form of celebrity again, because I think the wall between personal life and public image has gone away and they've lost their like mysterious aura. So I don't think we'll ever have that kind of celebrity again. I think the peak of YouTube was another wave of celebrity and another wave of fame that I don't think we'll have again. And I think we're experiencing now a wave of TikTokers that are going to be the ones that we remember when TikTok maybe is dying out. But I don't think it's going to die out, I just think the hype might slightly die out, you know. But yeah, and you've also got your platforms like Instagram that are just solid. Like, they're just your solid marketing platforms for brands and for people. And it's still an app where that people just use for their personal lives. But it's like Facebook used to be the platform. It used to be it. Whereas like all the younger generations aren't really using Facebook anymore. So it will be interesting to see how this world of celebrity, influencers, fame, how it develops and where the evolution's going. But yeah, I'm excited to see and be a part of it. Hopefully, if my career goes where I want it to, I'll be an active part in that landscape, which would be very exciting. But yeah, that is all I wanted to say for today, guys. thanks for bearing with me. Sorry this video is going out late this week, and I've had some time off, but I'm ready now. I've got some great ideas for episodes. I feel better. And yeah, I love you all. Bye.